Psalm 28. This is a fairly simple and short psalm that, among other things, celebrates God's faithfulness. David writes, "To you, O Lord, I call. My rock, be not deaf to me, lest if you be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit." What is David saying here? This is basically David's way of saying, "I am depending on you, Lord, and there's no other." In other words, I don't have a plan B. I don't have a way of escape. I don't have a secondary option. You're it. You're my only hope. So if you don't help me, you know, I will die. And that's what he means when he says, "Don't let me be like those who go down to the pit." He's talking about the grave. And by the way, the fact that David made the Lord his only hope, his only realistic sense of protection, is the secret to David's stability in his life. And not having God as our only hope is the reason many of us fail. The fact that we leave the door open to a secondary means of deliverance, or a second or even tertiary or whatever way of getting the job done, right? If just in case the Lord doesn't happen to come through like I want or need him to. Verse 2. "Hear the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary. Do not drag me off with the wicked, with the workers of evil who speak peace with their neighbors while evil is in their hearts." In other words, the duplicity of those evil individuals. He says, "Give to them according to their work and according to the evil of their deeds. Give to them according to the work of their hands. Render them their due reward because they do not regard the works of the Lord or the work of your hands," or his hands rather. "He will tear them down and build them up no more." And then this celebration of the Lord's hearing. He says, "Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my pleas for mercy." Here's the voice of faith again, you guys. In the midst of the difficulties, as David is crying out for mercy, calling upon the Lord for help, look at this word of faith. "Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my mercy." How did David know that? Did an angel come and tell him, "By the way, God heard your prayer"? There's no record of that. David says this often. I seriously doubt there was an angel that immediately came down after all or even during his prayers and simply said, "Hey, just wanted you to know, your prayer made it. Got up to heaven. Well done." David is speaking from faith. And again, this is something we don't do in our prayers that we ought to do. Speak that word of faith. Lord, you know, just to speak out and just say, you know, "Blessed be the Lord, for you have heard my plea. You've heard my prayer. You've heard my petition. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me." So many times people will say to me, I prayed, but I just really feel like the Lord's not listening. I get that. I understand where that comes from. But what are you going to believe? Are you going to believe your feelings? We keep coming back to that same question. Are you going to believe your feelings, or are you going to believe God's word? Are you going to trust in his faithfulness, right? Or are you going to give way to your own emotional twists and turns? Because if you do, you're in for a roller coaster ride. David is speaking the words of faith here. "I believe that the Lord hears my pleas because he's good, and I believe that he hears the pleas of his people." And so David goes on to say in verse 7, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. Oh, save your people," he ends, "and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever." Beautiful, beautiful psalm. full of the heart of faith and trust, the recognition of God's faithfulness. I really believe it blesses the Lord when in our prayers we echo that trust in his faithfulness. But you, O Lord, I trust. I trust in you, God, for, you know, you. I know that you hear my prayer. I know that you love me and you've planned good and so forth. I think that needs to be a part of our prayer when we're offering up our petitions to the Lord.